Hey guys, we're here.
Hi everybody.
It's Laura and
Marks.
And we're here for another episode of
Too Late for Nets. We gotta practice that one a little more.
We have been chatting up a storm, right, Margs? There's a lot of information that is just coming at you guys.
Oh my God.
Too many topics, not enough time.
Not enough time. Details of fashion week and transitional
dressing
and spring. We all want spring.
Everyone had like one or two nice, beautiful days, and we like did like a flat shoe, and then all of a sudden it's like 45 degrees again.
And we're still wanting, I'm wearing my ballet flats today, and my sweet little feet are frozen.
I know, but they're so cute.
That it's chilly again.
And she's wearing the Le Monde Burl ballet flats that I'm absolutely in love with.
Yes, they're gorge.
We'll have to do a little photo of those shoes. So guys, of course, we're going to do our favorite segment to kick things off with Sands of Time. So the Sands of Time that I was talking to Margaret about, which we both had like a total like memory eureka,
telepathic moment,
because the second I started to utter the word stirrup, Margaret literally
said it at the same time. I mean, it was unbelievable.
So remember, kids, all those stirrup pants that we wore in the 80s? You would wear them with your chunky socks and the Eastlands.
Yes, with the coiled laces at the end. Could not live without that coiling. And I can't remember if it did come that way, or did we learn how to do it?
We did it.
Okay. And I just remember my big sisters were always rocking the stirrup with the oversized sweatshirt or oversized sweater. And, you know, now it's being reinvented as like a wardrobe staple.
It totally is. And it seems like such an unlikely kind of like wardrobe hero, because people, I think, see the stirrup and they get scared. They're like, do I want to have this like showing? Do I want to have my foot exposed?
Did I already do this once?
Should I do it again? Exactly. And Marks, I'm going to tell you really quickly some of my favorite brands that I've seen, because I was already sort of hunting for these.
Yes,
The Splits 59, the Lissette,
yes.
Aloe Yoga. They're all doing a version of those stirrups.
I had my eye on a cutie red pair from Aloe, and I got them and they were just too big. But I want to find, I really think for me, I'll just go with a black classic pair.
You can't go wrong.
Because you can wear it with everything. How will you style it?
Well, I do have an Adidas pair.
Ooh,
That are sporty, that have the stripes on the side. And I've loved wearing them. I've dressed them up because it seems unlikely to dress up Adidas stripes.
It's like the track pant.
Exactly. Well, how are you going to wear
that? Elevating. So I was thinking of doing it with kind of the oversized blazer.
Yes.
Maybe oversized button down underneath, and then the heel.
The heel.
I want to do like a cutie sling back heel.
Love.
I need to, you know, resurrect some heels from storage right now of my closet. Like, I've just been kind of cocooning this past season and wearing kicks. I'm like living in, and now I'm like, okay, it's a little warmer, let's toss on the ballet
let's
flat.
Do something a little bit like,
but
shake
I
things
want
up
to do the heel. Yes, let's plan a dinner.
I know.
We need something to dress up
well
for.
We need the heel, because I think we love heels, but they tend to collect some dust because we're running around. And
they,
like you
do.
Said, we're in the sneaks, we're in the flats. I'm always in some kind of furry boot shoe.
Right.
I love the furry boot.
Did I ever tell you my mom had this amazing pair of white furry boot Uggs, like your Marantz?
No.
Yes. And she would wear them out of nowhere. She would show up to one of our houses to like hang with the kids, and she would be rocking these like beautiful, fun,
kind of like Nanook of the North boots.
Yes,
oh, I
and
love
she was
those.
A petite woman, so I was always like, Nina, yes, please. I mean, she would surprise us sometimes with her fashion. So every time you wear yours, I go back to my mom. It's
March.
A nice little, you know.
Could you ever share?
Tribute.
Did you guys have the same shoe size?
She was like you. It was a little sweet foot. Her name was Sarah Jane. The littlest, cutest feet.
Tiny feet.
Yeah.
I know. The tiny feet are both a blessing and a curse. It can
you
be too
sample. You get the samples.
But
isn't that your size?
I feel like a lot of times, because everyone's like a perfect
smaller.
7.5, 8.
Yes,
and
right.
I'm always 6, 6.5.
Little sweet baby
sometimes
foot.
I can stuff my foot in something, and sometimes I've got to like just let go.
Your foot in a pair of heels. I'm always like, it's Cinderella in the glass slipper. It's
aww.
Literally that. It's just gorgeous. It
Marks.
Is.
The very rare times that the high heels are coming out. But you know what? I'll never let go of them.
We'll
I
never
love
let go. Ever.
Well, we guys have a little special bit we're going to share with you. And some of you may know, some of you may not know, but all of the fashion weeks have happened.
Yeah.
Most of the fashion weeks have happened. I think we already
we're
had.
We're in Paris right now.
We're in Paris now. Before that was, what, New York? No.
Well, Copenhagen happened, but I don't think that's one of the official four.
Copenhagen,
Milan,
Paris,
London
New York, and London.
As well.
And London.
So maybe Paris is the final.
Maybe.
So we're in that right now. We got to do our due diligence and learn.
And learn
and know,
when.
Know the
don't
schedule.
Don't quote us, kids.
Yeah.
But we
it's
were just
been inspiring.
So inspiring. And I've loved looking at the shows and the
yes.
collections because it
yes.
just feels like a dose of inspo that we need just to see how are they styling them? How are they putting these pieces together?
Right.
How are they going to translate from the runway to the everyday
to
for people like us?
Us. And I think that just lost my train of thought. I had a whole thought about, just as like an education, a point of education. So the fashion show is happening now, and for people who might not be aware, are for fall, it's representing fall fashion.
Exactly. It's
spring
and summer's already happened.
Yes, that happens in the fall.
So this is now autumn, winter 2024.
Yes. Just a little side note.
Yes. Guys. But one of the collections that we were just in awe over was the Marc Jacobs.
Margaret. Oh my God. So beautiful. So bold. These just gorgeous forms were coming at you from the runway, and it was like caricature, cartoon, like 60s.
Very exaggerated.
Paper doll. Yes.
Very exaggerated. Like, they had these bouffant wigs. They were
big
huge, big hair. They had these beautiful pieces like jackets, tops, dresses, but they were very stiff and sort of exaggerated. Like they almost looked like they were too big for the models on
yes.
purpose so that they looked like they were paper dolls.
Yes. So all of the, and I can't wait to see that like come to fruition. Like I want to see someone in the fall.
Someone wearing something similar.
A celebrity. Someone's going to rock
someone
that.
Someone is going to wear
and
it.
And then it'll trickle down to the fast fashion or whatever. But the point is, it was so fun. Everyone, like, we'll post a few links to that because you have to see it. Like, it looks, it's just genius. It's, like,
it's
so
totally
cool.
Genius. And it's really fantastical. Like, there's
yes.
something kind of
yes.
Sort of dreamy and pretend. And I love the retro vibe.
Retro vibe and the lashes, the heavy,
the makeup.
Heavy makeup. It was like, it made me want to play dress up and like but go out for a night out on the town with like the heaviest lash
black
eyeliner all around.
It
was really
it
fun.
Was beautiful.
What else about that one? I'm excited to see, the big hair, have to just share this, really reminded me of Babe Paley from
Babe
The Feud.
Because
she's got that like perfectly coiffed, bouffant-y little crop,
yeah, like little, it's almost like a, it's like a type of bob, but it's like a bouffant bob.
And it's so stiff, but like, guys, I think, I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot of this in the fall.
I think so too.
These like takes on like the salon once a week, or, you know, sculpted hair that you just like.
That doesn't move.
It doesn't move, and you protect it with your life until the next time you go to the salon.
Until the next time you go. And
not that we're doing that, exactly.
I say this with my hair in my face, like wisping about. But yes. For those of you who are not aware, there is an incredible show out that Margaret and I are addicted to called Feud, Capote and the Swans, and it's all about Truman Capote's ladies, all his gal squads.
Yes.
With his social, they were all socialites that were
in Manhattan
just in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Is their peak, and it's absolutely incredible, and you have to watch it even if it's just for the clothing.
Yes. Because some of it can get dark. Like, I have to really be feeling it, because I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like affairs. It's like sordid affairs and
drinking.
And backstabbing and drinking. And I guess that's what makes it interesting.
Kind of
though.
Juicy, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, another show that was really inspiring that I loved, and Margaret, you and I were both just squealing about, because we also love the new creative director, Shamina Kamali, is for Chloe.
Back to the roots, back to the 70s, guys.
That ethereal, chiffon, dreamy,
feminine, beautiful hair, and aviator sunglasses.
Love. And wedges.
Wedges, and a flared pant, and there was some sheer action.
Lots of sheer action.
And the blouses. One thing she does talk about is like, it's all about that blouse and the, you know, the high-waisted denim.
So beautiful.
And just, I personally just love that look, because it just feels so fresh.
It does, and it's, you know, Chloe has gone through a few iterations, mm-hmm. and I feel like now it's kind of gone back to its very feminine roots, that 70s sort of, like, I imagine, like, you know, bright sunsets and a girl California dreaming kind of vibe.
Like a Farrah Fawcett.
Or a like a French actress from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. Totally.
It's just like one of the most beautiful collections that we've seen lately.
And she also
just seems like a lovely person, the new creative director.
She's got two little ones, and like, she's lived in the States. She's, I think, maybe originally French. I'm not sure, but I'd like to get to know her better and
would
find out more.
Would love to meet her.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It was a gorgeous collection. Oh, and speaking of sheerness, it's been one of the top trends we've seen on the runway, is everything is sheer,
everything.
And it's not going anywhere. So buckle up, guys.
Yeah.
Get ready to show or free the boobies.
Let's do it. I swear. And that makes me want to upgrade the lingerie as well.
Yes. Well,
or when we do want to see, you know, I love the idea of a gorgeous bra and showing through the sheer dressing.
The sheer dressing. And that's very different than how Saint Laurent had probably the majority of their collection were, you know, bodycon, sheer tops, sheer skirts, sheer nylons. Everything was just layer upon layer of sheerness. And it's absolutely gorgeous. These models looked phenomenal. But and some
beautiful
actresses, you know, like Olivia Wilde was doing the sheer bodysuit and the pencil skirt. But I think it's tough. I mean, I would love to go totally sheer, but then I feel like, you know, it's tough here in Northern Virginia to go totally sheer.
Yes.
And I wish we were in Paris
sheer. And I feel like there's a sense of, like, we're more daring. We take more chances when we leave our current environment, too.
Yeah, it's like we're going to go topless in the middle of London.
Yeah, like, no one knows us there. I mean, why not? But, yeah, I think that sometimes, I mean, I'd love to, and my interpretation of it would definitely be with a beautiful bra. But, it, you know, beautiful lace, maybe from
like Agile Provocateur, yeah, or La Perla,
or just like
Fleur de Mal.
Splurge on that one piece and then wear it, show it off, but also know that you have it secretly under your button-down, oversized button-down shirt, maybe peeking out a bit.
Peeking out. I love that. Very sexy.
Isn't that nice?
Well, that's what takes us, guys, to the next part of our convo, is it is all about naked dressing and how can we wear it currently.
Yes.
And having beautiful lingerie as a woman is kind of tricky because I think we've all slumped, right? After the single days are over and you're married and you've got kids, you know, we tend to do the white cottons and, you know, the practical underwear.
Yes.
And I think the sexy, beautiful, lacy stuff just like falls by the wayside, but it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. And I think especially now, as we are in our 40s, and I encourage this for all age groups, but like, let's, you know, our kids are not going anywhere. Let's just be our most feminine selves.
Authentic selves.
And most authentic. And just give ourselves that. Because it's a gift to like have, you know, to treat ourselves. It's self-care.
It is self-care. And it's like you want to kind of tap into that inner femininity.
Yes.
Whereas a lot of times you're just so used to being practical.
Yes.
But you can still be comfortable and feel beautiful and sexy at the same time.
Yeah, I have to say, like, the shapewears of the world, the ugly, you know, Spanx, nothing against it, but like, I will say, today I'm wearing like a big old pair of Spanx panties with a panel, reinforced panel in the front, and actually, I feel like there are now lace versions of that, so like, a little bit of lace just changes how you feel.
Definitely.
Not, you know, even if we do feel better when we're wearing shapewear, you can buy the lace
Maybe feel a little less like utilitarian, you know, like it's functional
and like frumpy
and frumpy
and just not good.
Well, and like you said, Margaret, like having a little bit of lace peeking from a button down is beautiful. A bodysuit is a great way to do that, like you were mentioning, because it's one piece. It's kind of like the piece. You can layer it with a sexy bra. You can do it with jeans and a high heel and a jacket, or, you know, a bomber or whatever.
You can do it with a skirt or a dress, and only you kind of know that you've got this little,
like, sexy number
underneath, like a lingerie bodysuit.
It's gorgeous, and there's
so many
brands. I mean,
Wolford
is another great brand.
Yes,
they do the stockings, and then there's like Fleur de Mal. Of course, there's like Savage by Fenty. I mean, you know, she does like the bright, fun colors, like the neons.
Yes. If you really want to have fun. I mean, nothing wrong with a little pop of red.
A color.
I love
or
that.
Or like a
idea.
Lime green.
Or, yes, let's wear that under our white t-shirt.
Yes!
How fun is that? Like having that little
little pop.
Shadow or like of color coming through.
Exactly.
I
and
love
it's funny because it
be
used
subtle.
To be so taboo, right? It's like
yes.
you were always taught like your undergarments should not show.
Right.
And in some cases I see that, but in other cases I just think that it needs to be seen. It's part of the outfit.
And I think that with the runways showing it to such an extent, the naked dressing, the sheer dressing, we're gonna, you know, show you guys how to do it in everyday life.
Exactly.
Like, let's interpret it and know that you can also, you know, have a little taste of the runways in your own wardrobe.
In your own way, in your own wardrobe. Well, Margs, I feel like we covered a lot, but there's always so much more we need to.
Oh my gosh, this is like the funnest. I love breaking down all of these details with you.
Oh my gosh,
you're like my only friend who I can do this with. So.
I feel the same, Margs.
Love you, babe.
I love you.
So fun.
Guys, I think we're wrapping up, but stay tuned. We'll have another episode next week.
Talk to you guys soon.
Ciao.